Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast today. Well, how is everybody today? I want you to know I remember you, my UCM family, my partners, as well as my radio family, in my prayers every day. And before I begin, I always like to start the week with prayer, but I'd like to share a little story with you. Now, as you know, if you're a regular listener, from time to time, in fact, generally always at the end of a broadcast, I give an invitation to extend to you an invitation to write either by email or just a short note. And whatever prayer needs you have, I will pray for you. And also, if you desire, I would need your mailing address. I would put you on the UCM mailing list to receive my monthly partner letters. And of course, that list is never, ever shared with anyone. And from time to time, with my letters, which are always the letters to encourage, to inspire, to build your faith, and it's not fundraising, because I have always, and the Lord has been so good in recent years, He's been gracious to allow this ministry to continue on with the thousands of dollars that are required every month for radio, and God is faithful to speak to the hearts of people. And so it's just a blessing to see how God miraculously provides. He truly is Jehovah Jireh. But with my letters, even with the letters of response and answering, I always try to include something that's, again, inspirational or encouraging, something to build the faith, or else humorous. You know, we all need to laugh. The word says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And so there are time to time partners will send in something funny and I'll share it. I remember one of the inmates sent fried chicken and it's so cute. And also there's, Christian one-liners. I'm not sure who I got that from, but they're really very clever. In fact, I shared it with a couple who was at our minister's conference, and they enjoyed it so much they were going to make copies for their congregation. But anyway, let me share a little story with you. A little girl asked her Sunday school teacher, why do they always say amen after they pray in church? Why don't they ever say a woman? Before the teacher could think of an answer to that one, a little boy in the class spoke up and said, they do that for the same reason that all the songs they sing are hymns. All right. I know that wasn't very good, but some of the things I have are very cute. So if you'd like Christian one-liners, just note the mailing address and request it, please. Anyway, let's join our hearts in prayer, because I believe the Lord wants to do something in our lives through this broadcast and through the message I'll be sharing this week. Father, we thank you that you've called us to be as little children. And Lord, while we're to take our walk in Christ very seriously, you like us to be of a joyful heart and as like a little child. In fact, you said, unless we are like little children, we shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. And so, Father, we look to you with trust, with faith, even with the things that we have to deal with. Lord, it's not easy living in this world, and you're very well acquainted with that. But because you care for us, we're to cast all of our cares upon you. And Lord, by faith, we do that right now. And Lord, that every single listener that is listening to the sound of my voice right now and joining in this prayer, that you will touch them in their body, in their soul, in their spirit, and they will feel the divine strength and presence of God flowing through them, Lord, from the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, which destroys every yoke. And now, Lord, draw us close to you. Thank you for meeting every one of their needs according to your riches and glory. Thank you for your presence. presence and being with us during this time. And bless, Lord, the ministry of your word. Let it apply to our lives. Let us not just be hearers of the word, but doers. And I pray that for myself as well, and for all your beloved children who are listening. In the name of Jesus, and we honor and glorify you. And Father, we ask that all the praise and honor go to Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, let me share a very interesting and very powerful scripture with you. Proverbs 16:3. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. That is a very powerful scripture. We so often respond to that exhortation of the Apostle Paul, let this mind be in you, which is also Christ Jesus, which we indeed are to do. And we think that always is, of course, the first step. And of course, what's in our mind, what's in our heart is in our mind. And then that is expressed, shown forth in our attitudes and ultimately in our actions and in the words of our mouth. That's why James said, one of the hardest things to tame is the tongue. The same who does such or is able to do so, the same as a perfect man. But this is sort of an interesting inversion of that. If we will commit everything that we do, that the works of our hands will be established, then also our thoughts, if we are so concerned about doing the will and the work of the Lord, that our very thoughts will be established. And that's precious, because the Word of God tells us we are the body of Christ in this earth. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are the hands and the feet and the mouth of the Lord in the earth today. We, in order to be effective, to do the will of God, we have to be able to allow the Lord, through surrender, through consecration, to accomplish His will in our lives. We have to allow Him to produce the things He desires to accomplish in the earth through us. We have to be willing vessels. And if we don't respond, does that mean God's going to fail and He's not going to accomplish the things that He wants to do? No. The Word of God will not return unto Him void. He will accomplish everything that He desires. He will accomplish His good pleasure, and no force of man, no iniquity or strategy of the devil, of principalities and powers, would be able to hinder or stop or defeat what God wants to do in the earth and through your life if you will say yes to the Lord. And so it is my prayer today, as well as through this week as we're looking at the Word of God, that we will not just be hearers of the word, but that we will be doers of the word, that we will not just be dreamers, but producers for the Lord. When a man or a woman turns to God, what does he do? He rejoices, he hears and forgives and restores. Jonah, in the 3rd chapter, verse 10, states, and God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. And God repented of the evil that he said he would do unto them, and he did it not. Do you remember Jonah was called of God to go to Nineveh, that wicked city? And the Jews hated the Ninevites. They were the cruel and terrible in their works and in their violence. And yet, when Jonah appeared on the shore, remember, a great fish had swallowed him up, and I guess one of their gods was a fish god, so he made quite an impression on them when he arrived. And he preached 40 days and 40 nights and said Nineveh was going to be overturned. And guess what? The king and everyone turned around and repented, even put everybody on a fast, including the animals. And God did not bring judgment. Jonah wasn't too happy with that. Well, finally, the judgment of God did come many years later, because those who followed him did not walk in the ways of the Lord. But nonetheless, because this evil Gentile nation repented and turned from their evil ways, that God repented of the evil. And so we can thank the Lord that he is a gracious and a merciful God. He's plenteous in mercy, quick to forgive. Paul said, the good that I would do, I do not, and the evil that I would not do, that I do. Only Christ can set us free from this pattern of living. You know, he went on to say, who's going to deliver me from the body of this death? And he says, I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. You know, it's very hard in the natural, through the carnal flesh, to be an overcomer. All of us may try so hard, and yet many times we fail time and time again. But beloved, if we will allow God's Spirit to work in our lives, beloved, there's a process of growth, of maturing, of trusting in the Lord, where we begin so wholeheartedly to begin to love God and serve Him and not want anything in our lives that's going to hurt or offend Him. I can assure you from personal experience, God will begin to give you victory over those things that have been such stumbling blocks in your spiritual walk. Sometimes we forget that Jesus walked the same road that we have to walk. He had the same problems we endure. He endured such great contradiction of sinners against Him, the scriptures tell us. He was perfect, and they hung Him on a cross. If we could only hear ourselves talk like the Lord hears us, it would change a lot of things. You know, did you ever stop to think that the Holy Spirit actually is dwelling within you, and He sees your actions, He sees your thoughts, and if we pull ourselves short, we sometimes might realize, oh Lord, I'm so sorry. And if we have to repent 20 million times a day, that's wonderful. At least we've become sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, beloved, I'm just getting into the message, and I must bring this broadcast to a close, but not without, again, as I always do, inviting the listening audience to write and share their prayer request. The announcer will give our contact information, whatever's convenient, email, and I will always pray. I'll confirm receipt of the email. But if you would like an answer through the correspondence ministry, I ask you to include your mailing address. I love you. I thank you for your prayers, your financial support. And if you want that Christian one-liner page insert, I'll be happy to send it to you. Just request it. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, man.